You're listening to 95.7 KQWC, Webster City's Classic Hits. Now it's time to join sports director Quinn Douglas and former ESPN and NFL media executive John Marvel for Lynx Huddle at Morning Glory Coffee in downtown Webster City.
And we welcome you to another edition of Lynx Huddle, presented by Morning Glory Coffee in downtown Webster City. Sports Director Quinn Douglas with you here on this Friday morning, and a happy Friday to everybody. Hope we're kicking off your Fridays the right way here on 95.7 KQWC with our Lynx Huddle program here at Morning Glory Coffee. As, again, you can come on out Friday morning during the football season, get yourself some coffee, some made-to-order breakfast, and come out and join us, say hello to us here at Morning Glory Coffee. Again, that's Friday morning throughout the regular season here on 95.7 KQWC from 8:30 until 8:50. Webster City coming into this week 7 matchup with 3A number 3 Bishop Heelan. Long road trip tonight for the Lynx as they head on over to the far northwestern corner of the state. Webster City 2-4. They're coming off of a 42-28 loss against Sioux Center on week six of the regular season. A game that was very much a back and forth football game. Just a couple of stops made the difference in the game, but Webster City's rushing attack, no question, has really started to, I think, kicking into another gear. And talking about some of those week four highlights, you know, number one, Aiden Hernacek really getting going on the offensive end. You know, we've seen big games from Caleb Hansen and Jackson Griffith. While Hernacek hasn't been a detractor, he's had some consistent games. This was the first big game that Hernacek has had. And that spinner back spot can definitely be sort of a wild card. This, it can be a spot where, you know, some games maybe they get 20 yards rushing, you know, 30, 40 yards. He's been averaging a consistent, you know, 70, 80, 90, close to 100 yards rushing per game. But Friday night, Hernacek really broke loose, nearly 200 yards on the ground, 4 touchdowns on the ground for Aiden Hernacek. He was fantastic on the offensive side of the football on Friday night for Webster City. Also on the offensive side, another highlight, the offensive line was able to open up holes for big plays. And while that is nice to have, I'm sure they would like to consistently have the holes get opened up for have the opportunity to make big runs. But definitely the offensive line, Aiden Hernacek's not making those runs without the play of the offensive line throughout most of the game. The offensive line was really, really good against a talented Sioux Center front, might I add. That was a really talented, just all around a talented Sioux Center football team, well-coached team, might I add, as well. They definitely handled the early adversity well, and definitely in both sides, I think, handled adversity really well with the back and forth of the football game. And that kind of bleeds into my fourth highlight from last week, is just being in a position to keep the game back and forth. Some plays just simply didn't go the way of Webster City, but the Lynx were able to put themselves in position to stay in the game, have a chance to tie the game, go ahead in the game many, many times on Friday night. It's just a matter of taking that, I think it's just a matter of taking that next step and, you know, getting those plays. And sometimes it's just a 50-50 ball that just simply doesn't go your way, but sometimes it's also making your own breaks, and I think that's also a next step for Webster City, is finding a way to make those breaks for you against a team like a Sioux Center, and of course tonight against a Bishop Heelan team coming in 5-1 on the season. Their only loss is to a ranked team in Class 5A in their crosstown rivals in Sioux City East. As elsewhere in district play, you know, Bishop Heelan 2-0 in district play. They defeated Sioux Center by 2 scores to open up district play back in week 5. Last week it was a 0-0 ball game between the Crusaders and MOC Floyd Valley going into halftime, as it was Bishop Heelan's offense that was the one that got going as they shut out MOC Floyd Valley. That was a top 10 matchup last week over at Memorial Field in Sioux City, as Sioux City Heelan was able to come away with a 21-0 win. And we'll talk more with head coach Andy Brim coming up here in just a couple moments, but definitely a very talented, again, another very talented team Webster City taking on in Sioux City Heelan. We'll hear a lot about linebacker and running back Kason Thomas, an Iowa football commit. A lot of has been made about him early on, you know, through the first more than half of the season here in Class 3A. And so I'm sure we're going to hear about him coming up in a little bit. Of course, we are here at Morning Glory Coffee in downtown Webster City. You're invited to come out and join us on Friday mornings, 8:30 to 8:50, here on 95.7 KQWC. Get some coffee, some hot coffee, as well as some made-to-order breakfast as well. If you even want to come up for lunch later on in the day, they do have made-to-order lunch for you as well. So come on out and check things out here at Morning Glory Coffee in downtown Webster City. And with that, I'll have Coach Brim throw the headset on. And, Coach, good morning. morning, and good to have you here again this week. It's hard to believe, we're already in the final third of the regular season. I always know you talk about how fast it goes.
You try to tell that to the kids and help them to understand that. I think, they probably don't realize how fast it really goes, and both the season and their high school career and the opportunity to get to play high school football. So, yeah, it definitely goes fast.
And as we start looking at last week, we'll start with the offensive side of the football. And one thing I obviously took away was the fact that the spinner back was there on Friday night. It was there for big yardage, Aiden Hernicek, nearly 200 yards on the ground, 4 touchdowns. Sometimes I know with that offense, sometimes depending on what teams do defensively, one of the three spots has a chance to break out and break out big. And Friday night it happened to be Aiden Hernicek at that spinner back spot.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. So, we've got the three backs. All three are very capable of carrying the ball. And if you want to try to take away one or two of them, then if things are clicking for us, then that third one is usually open. So Sioux Center, they were blitzing a lot of linebackers, had a lot of guys up at the line of scrimmage. I think kind of pick some spots to maybe guess here and there. And if you do that, sometimes you'll blitz yourself out of position. Mm-hmm. So Aiden was able to take advantage of that behind the offensive line, did a great job of being on their tracks and blocking for him up front.
Yeah, you talk about that offensive line. We've talked at length, possibly ad nauseum, about the improvements, making that improvement every single week. This feels like it could have been maybe the biggest step that your offensive line has made here in a week in, week out basis with how they played Friday night.
Yeah, I thought they played really well. They get an opportunity every Friday to play some of the best competition in the state. So just continual improvement week in and week out and every day through practice. That's all we can ask for.
And looking at the defensive side, obviously I know 42 points is something that you guys are not wanting to allow, but it definitely felt like when your defense needed to step up throughout the game and get stops when necessary, if it was a one-score game and you guys were trying to get back into it, or it was a tie game and you guys trying to get the ball back to take the lead, it felt like your defense was delivering stops when they needed to throughout the game until the later stages of the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple when we needed them. We got one down the road in the fourth quarter that had a chance to really turn that game. The kids continue to play hard. They battle all four quarters. We've got to limit big plays, so we gave up some big plays. We gave up a lot of yards, but a lot of that is on big plays, and that's on me as a coach and especially as a defensive coordinator, so to get our kids in some better spots so that we can limit some of those big plays.
And, of course, through two district games, obviously one in one, a win over Humboldt and a close loss to Sioux Center. Just so far, just how do you feel your team is handling the challenge of district play? I always know it's 1 week at a time with your program, but obviously it definitely feels like your team, that non-district slate, is with how many good teams you play, your schedule has set your team up. It definitely feels like your team definitely has a chance to be in every game down the road.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you've heard me say it before, we play the hardest schedule in the state. And you heard me say earlier in the year, hopefully those non-district games and playing such a tough non-district schedule there pays dividends down the road. So we've got an extremely tough district. There's another really tough district over on the east side or northeast side, mm-hmm. Clear Lakes District. I think anybody in any of those two districts has a chance to win any night. And that's kind of what we talked to the kids about. Obviously, Helan is very good. They're ranked third in some polls. And they've got a lot of great athletes, and they're a very well-coached team, very disciplined. But our kids have played some really, really good football, and they've played some really good football against some really good competition. So, we're looking forward to the opportunity to go over there and play another really good football team. And that's exciting for me as a coach to take our kids and go through the week and get them ready and then get over there and have a chance to really play against a good team.
And when you're talking about your team plays the toughest schedule in the state, folks, he's not lying. I just referenced on the RPI rankings that came out this week from the state. Webster City's opponent's winning percentage, 74%. Next closest that I could find, 61%. There's a couple teams that have winning opponents winning percentages with 61%. So Coach Brim is absolutely telling the truth when he says the Lynx are playing the toughest schedule in the state. There's no question about it. As we turn our attention, you talked about Bishop Helan coming up tonight and the challenge that poses. Obviously, I'm sure on tape that there's been a lot made and a lot emphasized about the play of Kaysen Thomas. Another, you know, feels like another team and another great athlete. Feels like the same old song and dance we've said throughout the year this year for your football team. And when you look at the challenge that Helan poses first on the offensive side of the football, what stands out to you about Bishop Helan on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, yeah, Kaysen Thomas is very good. Obviously, you know, he's hyped up quite a bit, and I think it's worth it. He looks like Jackson Cherry. And they've got another really good running back, too, and they kind of split time. So I was a little bit surprised by that to see that on film. And Thomas also plays on the defensive side and is very, very good over there on the defensive side. So, I mean, he's as advertised, and so is Helan. I mean, like I said, they're very good, very well coached, and there'll be a great opportunity for our kids to go over and battle for four quarters against them.
And on the defensive side, just looking as a for your offenses, what does Helan do that presents a challenge for your offense, and what do you feel the offense has to get? You know, obviously, number one is the offensive line has to be able to get a push. But what are some things that you feel your offense will have to do to come away to make this come away with a win tonight?
Yeah, so they use Kaysen Thomas a little bit like Clear Lake used their defensive ends and like Fort Dodge used Drayshawn Ross, and that presented some challenges for us. So we're gonna have to be great at the point of attack. We're going to have extremely good pad level and keep our feet moving up front. And then, you know, like I say every week, we've got to worry about us 2, 3, 4 yards at a time. I think all of our backs, if you look on bound, are averaging, you know, right at 3.5 to 4.5 yards a carry. So if we can be consistent with the 3 to 4 yards and control the speed and the tempo of the game that way, that definitely benefits us.
And I think there's a lot of people, too, that are curious as well that may not know the inner workings of in terms of preparation for a road trip. You know, a 2-hour, 15-minute road trip for a district game is not necessarily normal for in most cases. But, you know, just kind of maybe for those that aren't aware, what kind of preparation goes into, you know, the day of a game where you have to travel so far, like a 2-hour trip to Sioux City and getting the kids ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the toughest things as far as the kids go, they've got to be ready to go kind of when they go to school in the morning. So obviously they'll get out of school a little bit early and we'll take off. But, you know, they don't have that time after school to kind of round their things up. And anybody that's around high school kids these days knows that comes with its challenges for them to be organized and prepared. I don't know that we've ever had any problems with that. I think our kids, you know, they're very responsible and they learn that that's what it takes to be successful. So, you know, the bus ride, I don't know, some of them, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours. I don't know if there's a whole lot of difference once you get past the hour mark. Mm-hmm. I think our kids handle that really well. You know, our last trip up to Humboldt, I thought, was the most focused that our team has been all season. And that was a great game that they played, and I think that had a lot to do with it. You know, sometimes maybe it's almost easier to play on the road than it is to play at home. So they get that bus ride to kind of focus on what they're about to do and be locked in when they get there.
Coach, thanks for coming out and talking to us here again this morning, and good luck tonight against Bishop Helan over in Sioux City.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
Yep, that was Head Coach Andy Brim of the Webster City Lynx here on our Lynx Huddle program presented by Morning Glory Coffee in downtown Webster City. As that game coming up, kickoff tonight at 7 o'clock here on AM 1570 KZWC or streaming online on KQRadio.com. Lynx taking on another very good district opponent, as Coach Brim talked about. There are no, you know, easy games in this Class 3A District 1. You know, looking at the RPI that came out from the state earlier this week, the bottom team in the district, you can say bottom, is Algona at 20, Webster City's at 19, Humboldt's at 18, and then you've got three teams in the top 11, MOC Floyd Valley is 11 in the RPI. Sioux Center is number 5, and Bishop Helan is number 4. So this is a very, very quality district, top to bottom, and I think definitely top to bottom the toughest district night in, night out in terms of depth in Class 3A. I don't think there's any question about that, as Again, Bishop Peelin coming in fine, but one, we talked a little bit about them, Kaysen Thomas. You know, we heard Coach Brim talk about the talent he is, and I thought that was a great comparison. Comparing him to Jackson Cherry, there is a lot of Jackson Cherry in Kaysen Thomas's game for Bishop Peelin, and it's pretty easy to see why so many Division I schools. You know, he's an Iowa commit, but he's starting to get offers from schools like Michigan. Some of the Blue Bloods are starting to turn their attention to him, so it's easy to see why he has gotten the attention he has. As we take a look at our keys to the game tonight, here for Webster City, and the number one key I have, and it's in bold letters, and I'm sure the Webster City staff has hammered that home throughout the week: turnovers, avoid them. In parentheses, make sure you avoid them. So, you know, turnovers. There's a couple turnovers on Friday night. You know, turnover on downs inside the 1 yard line. Webster City, you know, finds ways to avoid those turnovers and keep the football and try to find a way to force turnovers on the defensive side of the football. That will go a long way in helping Webster City want to pull off an upset tonight over against a very good Bishop Heelan team. And the key number two is, can you keep the Heelan offense off the field? It's kind of the same story we've said, you know, throughout district play with Humboldt's offense, Sioux Center's offense, and their ability to be explosive. City Bishop Heelan is very much the same. Can Webster City's offense find a way to make their offense their defense? And that's putting together 10, 15, some cases 20 play drives and chewing the clock and keeping the opponent's offense off the field. If Webster City can do that successfully on Friday night, or tonight, I should say, over in Sioux City, they will find themselves very much in position to win this football game. And that's the beauty of that single-wing offense. And also the fact that teams only have a week to prepare for it. Very hard to prepare for this offense in a week. And, you know, Bishop Heelan coach, John LaFleur, we talked to him yesterday, and he very much echoed that sentiment, saying it's very hard. You know, it's almost, I believe the line he said, it's almost hair-pulling to try and scheme against this offense from a defensive play caller's perspective. And number three, confuse the Heelan defense early, and that is, you know, getting down to the fundamentals, attention to detail, carrying out fakes, making sure you're doing your assignment. That kind of ties into what we said before. The Sioux City Heelan's coaches, you know, said they've never seen, you know, you don't see offenses like the single wing, especially in big school football in the state of Iowa. Webster City's offense can carry out that attention to detail, carry out those fakes, and catch the linebacker's eyes, you know, on and happening to be fixated on one player and somebody else has the football. Good things will happen for the Webster City offense. There's no question about that. So that is our keys to the game tonight for Webster City, for them to take on Bishop Heelan tonight at Bishop Heelan Memorial Catholic Field in Sioux City. As kickoff is slated for 7 o'clock tonight at Memorial Field in Sioux City, as our own Jerry Clay brought the call to the action, also joined by Mitch Lamb and Mark Glasscock as well in the booth with him on Friday, or coming up tonight over on AM 1570 KZWC and FM 99.1 KZWC, and streaming online on KQRadio.com. And just a quick look at the other games in the listening area, or in the, I beg your pardon, not the listening area, in Class of 3A District 1. Humble takes on MOC Floyd Valley tonight, and then it's Sioux Center taking on Algona tonight. So those are the other games. So it's kind of the NCC schools versus the schools out in northwestern Iowa as well here on this Friday evening. As with that, I think we will sign things off here from this Friday morning edition of Lynx Huddle at Morning Glory Coffee. Again, you can tune in next week. We'll be right back here next Friday, 8:30 to 8:50 here on 95.7 KQWC. We'll have Coach Brim here to talk with us, hopefully talking about a win over Bishop Heelan, getting prepared for the Lynx to take on their home finale with Algona, another NCC foe for senior night at Lynx Field. That's coming up a week from tonight here on 95.7 KQWC, at least Lynx Huddle. That is Algona's game. The senior night game with Algona will be next Friday night on AM 1570 KZWC. As like we said with Coach Brim, hard to believe we're already in the final third of the regular season, as you know, we're starting to get playoff picture set up, and starting to get district picture more clear as well as we get into the final stretch of the season. And that'll do it for us this morning here from Morning Glory Copy. This is Sports Director Quinn Douglas signing off. Have a great rest of your Friday, and we'll talk to you folks again coming up tonight for high school football on KQWC.